Let's start with a beautiful breath. Just take a beautiful, gentle breath. And as you breathe in, just imagine wonderful, good feelings are filling you up. Such wonderful vibrations. Good feelings. And as you breathe out, just sending the wonderful energy all around you, as you imagine that you've already attained everything in your life, that all of your wishes have been fulfilled already. And as you breathe in that good feeling, just noticing yourself relax, settle back, and enjoy all the good vibrations within you as you come into that awareness that yes, I have truly attained everything. Bringing yourself into the awareness that all attainments are yours. And noticing the quality of your inner feeling. When you've attained everything, what is different in your inner feeling? Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. A podcast to support you in feeling all the good vibrations, the good feelings that exist so that you can manifest that which you desire. I'm your host, Michael McIntosh, and I've used these methods to manifest amazing things in my life, from financial success and physical happiness and blessings and beautiful opportunities, living in beautiful places, traveling first class, and all those things that we think will make us happy. But I've actually come to realize that it's more about the feelings, the vibrations, than it is about anything else. And I'll share a little story with you that really drove this home for me. Many years ago, I was walking down one of the wonderful beaches here on Kauai, where I am now. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. I'd done my meditation. The sun was just peeking up above the ocean. The sun was glistening on the waters. It was still. There was a perfect breeze, perfect sun. The temperature was just pristine. I felt the sand on my feet as I walked calmly down the beach, and everything was perfect. I had all the money I needed. I was in a wonderful relationship. Everything was exactly what I wanted, and more than what I wanted. And I felt miserable. Why did I feel miserable in this perfect situation? I felt miserable because I had been neglecting my inner world. And I realized in that moment, standing right there on the beach, looking over the ocean, that none of it made any difference if I wasn't connected to myself, to the light, to the source. If I wasn't connected to being of service, if I wasn't connected to the deeper things in life that really matter, I couldn't actually enjoy all of these blessings in my life. And this is why so many billionaires are on antidepressant medications. Millionaires and billionaires, very, very common. Movie stars, actors, Instagram influencers, YouTube stars, so many of them are on antidepressants. Why is it? How come they need antidepressant drugs to feel better when they've got everything, right? According to the world, millions of subscribers, millions of dollars, fame, fans, right? Surely everything should be great. Good health, it look attractive. What is going on here? This is one of the fascinating secrets of life that takes quite a long time to genuinely realize. And I'm very lucky that I have literally manifested so many things that I wanted in my life that I can say from lived experience that having what we want physically doesn't solve all our problems and doesn't actually make us happy. And you might think, hang on a minute, this is a podcast about manifestation, about manifesting things, Michael. Why are you telling me that it's not going to make any difference, right? I'm telling you that what ultimately is going to make the difference, and there's nothing wrong with manifesting. I think we're here on this planet to create things, that the purpose of being alive is to experience life and to manifest things. That's why we're here. We're creative beings. Every thought you have is a creation. Every meal that you eat is a creation. If you wander around the house and tidy it up and move things around, you're manifesting changes in your physical life. If you go to the store and buy clothes, you're manifesting a different outfit for the character that you are on the great play, on the great stage of life. So this is what we do. This is what life is about. But at the end of the day, if we're miserable internally, it doesn't make any difference. So the aim of this podcast is to help you first and foremost get to the main thing, which is the feelings, the good vibrations, for you to feel really, really, really good. And then to enjoy being in the flow state, being in a state of flow, being in the zone where you are enjoying what you do during your life for the intrinsic benefits of having the experience. Because when we enjoy what we do in the moment, then we have a good life. Whereas when we don't enjoy the moment and we hope everything will get better later, we will have a terrible life, because that goes on and on and on. Oh, I'm going to put in the hard slog now and I'm going to hate my life now and hate this job now, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to get this money, and then when I get this money, then I'm going to buy this thing. When I get this thing, then finally I'm going to be happy at the end of it. It doesn't work. It's not going to work, right? So it's much better to say, what kind of lifestyle can I create in my life now as best as I can so that I can enjoy my current life? And then from that enjoyment, I can bring it forth into the future and I will enjoy all the new things that I manifest, right? So we have to start the manifestation process today in our current reality as it is. And I want to ask you a very interesting question about this. Imagine you had two options. Option A is you keep your life exactly the way it is now, except you are profoundly happy and relaxed all the time. So your life is exactly the same, same money, same situation, same work, same people, same health issues, whatever it is. Everything's exactly the same, but you experience in yourself infinite happiness, joy, and peace, right? Good feelings, contentment, satisfaction. You feel completely satisfied, completely content. You got a big smile on your face, but everything's the same as it is now. That's the first option. And now the second option is that you get everything you want to manifest externally. So if you want a new house, you want a new car, you want this and that, and you want a new relationship, you want to have better health, you want to have all these things, right? Money, blah, blah, blah. Imagine you get all of that exactly as you've written it down on your manifestation journal, on your list. You get everything you want, but you're going to be depressed. All right, imagine these are your two options. I'm not saying that's the only option. This is just a hypothetical question. Keep your life the way it is and be profoundly happy, or get everything you want but be miserable. Which one would you choose? Yeah, and if you want a butler or a bunch of maids running around after you, you can have that, right? You can get everything you want, but you'll be depressed. Or have your life the way it is and be blissful. This is a very interesting question to ask. Very interesting question to ask, because if you've answered the question that you'd rather keep your life and be happy, you have proven to yourself that it's all about the feelings. It must therefore be all about the feelings. If you would rather be blissful and happy all the time and keep things the way they are, then the feelings are the most important thing in life. And if you chose that you'd like to have all the things and be depressed, then you have proven to yourself that, as far as you're concerned, the important thing is the stuff, having the status, having the numbers, having all of those sorts of power things. And this is subjective reality. You can choose whatever you want in life. Now, the good thing is there's actually a third option, which you can be happy and have everything you want, right? But it's useful to imagine the difference between these two scenarios, just to get a flavor, to get a feeling of which one has the higher vibration. For me, I would definitely choose keeping my current life and being constantly blissful, happy, than I would having all these other things that I've written down and be miserable. And the fascinating thing is that when we come into the good feelings, then we are in a space within ourselves that is aligned with new and wonderful opportunities. And when we look back on our life, you can imagine the last 10 years, last 15 years, last 20 years. Can you imagine if you had enjoyed your life more and you had felt better, if you'd focused on the feelings? Imagine you could have turned up the feeling state that you had and done things to feel better during whatever was happening in the last 10, 20 years. What would have happened if you'd done that? I do this practice on myself again and again. What would be different? The difference would be that we'd enjoy the now, because life is a series of now moments. We don't actually get the entire of life in one shot. We get it moment by moment, second by second. So I'm sitting here talking to you. I enjoy doing these sessions. That's why I'm doing this. This is intrinsically pleasurable. I could have gone out to the beach already, gone for a walk, but I thought, no, I like doing this podcast, so I'm sitting here talking to you, my dear friend. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Nice to be talking to you in the morning, here on Sunday morning in Hawaii, in the North Shore. So I'd rather be doing this because I enjoy it, right? I want to help you. I love sharing about these things. This is the real stuff in life. Connecting with ourselves, coming into a higher feeling state, connecting with the light beyond that is shining down upon us. Learning how to have intrinsic motivation. Doing things that we love for their own sake. Because when you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life. And this has been my philosophy for a long time. Let me design my life so that I actually enjoy what I'm doing. And I started out with no money at all. But because I enjoy what I do, I've been able to do it from my heart and soul. And when we do things from our heart and soul, people appreciate it, right? So you can ask yourself this question: how can you do more of the things that you enjoy? And how can you realign your life so that you prioritize your good feelings and enjoying and being grateful? Gratitude is such an important emotion. So I'm grateful for you, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this. Right? I wouldn't just be talking to myself. I talk to myself in my mind. It's called thinking. But I'm speaking it out loud to share my heart and soul, my thoughts with you, because I care about you and I want to see you manifest those good feelings and come into that wonderful life and do what you love and enjoy yourself. I'm grateful for the sunshine. I can see the sun coming in through the windows, onto the pillows, on the couch, and onto the floor, and it's a beautiful color. You know, the sun lights everything up, the sunlight, the beautiful sunlight. I'm grateful for the breath, right? So you just tune into what are you grateful for as you feel that gratitude in your current life, and as you do things that you enjoy for its own sake, as you practice different meditation and spiritual practices, then your level of consciousness raises up. You start to feel happier and lighter. You feel more blessed. You feel that you've attained everything in your life. You feel you can relax. You feel you can take a nap sometimes. Really wonderful to take a nap. Many of my students have said to me, when I start working with them, they've said, you know what, Michael, what I would love to do more than anything is just to sit on my couch in the sunshine, relaxing with a book or a magazine and a nice cup of tea. And I say, well, is it sunny where you are? And they say, oh yeah, it's sunny. And I say, do you have a couch that gets in the sun? Oh, I have a couch. I love my couch. And do you have any books? Oh, I've got loads of books. Got any magazines? Yeah, I've got a whole stack. All right, well, why don't you just get the book and the magazine, make your tea, and just lie on the couch and enjoy reading your book. Oh, I haven't got time, Well, hang on a minute. If this is what you want to manifest in 5 years, and you have everything you need today, well, what is going on here, right? This is called a block. This is an internal block, where we have all these opportunities to be happy, to enjoy ourselves, to read the book, to lie down, to enjoy everything. And we're not doing it. Why not? It's some sort of weird belief system that only later is it going to be good. Only if I suffer long enough. Only if I work hard enough. So we're just putting off our good feelings, putting off our enjoyable life for the future. Now, of course, you know, there are situations where they're really toxic and you have to do everything you can to get out of it, right? But most people listening to this podcast are not in awful toxic situations. If you are, by the way, it is important to exit as swiftly as you can, right? But these practices are going to help even now, to enjoy everything. Because when we look back on life, if we can try and learn to enjoy even the challenges, because we will have challenges, what can I learn from the challenges? How can I make it smaller in my awareness so that I can handle it better, right? These are all wonderful learning lessons in life. So if we can take advantage of life, instead of saying, things that are happening shouldn't be happening. It's wrong that it's happening. If we have the attitude and the belief system and the philosophy that whatever happens in life is wrong unless it's exactly the way I want it, we're going to be very miserable people. But if we say life is trying to help me, life is trying to give me lessons, life is trying to teach me things, then all of the bizarre, challenging situations that come to us that are often unpleasant, we have the attitude, life is trying to help me here. What can I learn from this? Right? It's a different feeling, isn't it? How can I learn from this? What is the benefit? What is the blessing here? So if you're going through a divorce, what's the blessing? What's the benefit? If you're going through a financial challenge, what's the blessing? What's the benefit? What can I learn? What is the message? When I was going through financial challenges myself, I was really not enjoying it, I'll be honest, at the beginning. But then I thought, Michael, this is happening because you have to get it together. You've got to figure this stuff out. You really need to get it together and learn how to become financially stable. And if it wasn't for the challenges, I would have carried on in my old ways, and I'd still be like that now. So those challenges really, really helped me. When I've had health challenges, the lesson is, how can I learn to make it better? Right? I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday at the beach. I haven't seen him for a while. And he was telling me that he had a job. And he said he was literally, and he said it's not figuratively, but literally was killing him. It was literally killing him. He spent the last 4 years with adrenal burnout because he was working as a carpenter in these, you know, building sites with all these builder guys, and he's a very spiritual, sensitive person, and it was not a good environment for him, and it was hard, physical, manual labor, and it was just literally killing him. So he's just been recovering for this for 4 years, and he said he's just now getting it back. I could tell he was a little bit tired and just kind of getting back in his game because that really knocked him out. I actually saw him 4 years ago, I think at the beginning when this was just happening, and then I saw him now 4 years later. So he's had a really rough time in that period. And I said to him, just finish this sentence to me. Work is, and he said, hard. Work is hard. Because in his mind, because of his experience, work is hard. And if you think work is hard and life is hard, and sometimes work is hard, sometimes life is hard, but we have so many choices. If you live in America or you live in the West, you have so many infinite choices. So we can turn it around and say, let me prioritize my feelings. What kind of work can I do that I enjoy doing? Even if you make less money, but you're happy doing your work, then you're going to be a happier person and have a better life, and it will lead to more money most likely down the road anyway. Isn't that fascinating? When I started out, I literally didn't make any money at all, but I enjoyed what I did. When my first job, actually, my first business job, when I set up a company, was Ombar Chocolate Company, raw chocolate company in England, which I'm not involved with anymore. But we actually made chocolate, raw chocolate, healthy chocolate with coconut sugar and all that, back in 2006, I think we started doing that, a long time ago. And we also made smoothie powders and like maca and cacao and all this stuff. And I didn't enjoy it. I was like, all I'm doing is manual labor, back-breaking work for 12 hours a day, making a few pennies. I thought, I don't enjoy the work, and I'm not making any money. I can't carry on with this. So I had to let that go, that whole thing, and move on. But I love talking about higher consciousness, manifestation, creating a beautiful life, feeling happy, creating wealth, creating freedom. I love talking about this. So I can do this all day long. I can't fill up bags of smoothie powders and make chocolate all day long because it's back-breaking work and I don't enjoy it. So it's so important to prioritize the feelings that you have your good feelings and to design your life so that you do things that are intrinsically motivating and enjoyable for you. So think about this today. What can you do to enjoy your life more now, so you're more grateful, more happy? How can you do work that you actually enjoy? This is why we teach a spiritual life coach training, because people want to do meaningful work. So we teach them how to help people, share with people, do coaching, do guided sessions, do group sessions, write books, write ebooks, do a podcast, you know, do a course. The things that they like to do. If a lot of people, they love to share, they love to give, they love to really help people transform their lives. This is what they'd love to be doing. They're in some job that they hate and they say, how can I get out of this job I hate and do something I love? And so that's why we set up that company, Awaken Academy Spiritual Life Coach Training, to teach all these things, because not everyone likes that, by the way. Some people, they say, I don't want to do that, I don't want to write a book. But if you do enjoy writing books and you do enjoy doing courses, then why don't you just start doing it, right? Because it will bring you so much joy, and it might not make you money immediately, but then over time, if you enjoy doing it, you enjoy doing it, so your day is happy. And then as you get better at it, you end up attracting more people, generating more wealth, getting more success. So whatever it is that you personally love to do that brings you into those good feelings, you can prioritize doing that and enjoying that and align your life with that, and that will actually lead you to manifest the things you want, and more importantly, the states of feeling that you want. So tune into this. How can you come back into the good feelings? How can you align your life physically so that you're doing the things that you enjoy doing most of the time? You know, some people, they love to cook. I'm not a big fan of cooking. I do like tasty food, but it's not my favorite thing to do, making food, so I don't spend much time doing it. If I did enjoy cooking and making bread and all that stuff, then I would actually make time for it, right? Because if I enjoyed it, I'd do it. So whatever it is that you enjoy, whatever brings you into a higher space, sometimes there are things that we do, by the way, that are a little bit hard to do, but we still enjoy it anyway, so it's worth considering that. Like, one of the things I'm not very good at, but I do enjoy, is organizing. I need to be more organized. I'm a mad creator. I got all these ideas. I like to create, but I'm not necessarily the most organized person in the world. But I enjoy being organized. I enjoy having things nice and neat. I enjoy cleaning up and tidying up. I actually like it. I don't make enough time for it. But the more I do that, the better it is. So there's some things we like to do that are good for us, but we just don't have the habit of doing them. But we can gradually develop the habit of doing them, and then we can add that to the things that we like that ends up making our whole life better. So this is the big question for you today. To manifest what you want, how can you realign your life so that you do the things that you enjoy more and more and more, so your day, your average day when you wake up all the way through to the end, is things, as much as possible, things that you really enjoy for its own sake. And the ultimate success in life is that you do something that you love that also helps other people get what they want and need. Because the more you help others get what they want, the more you can have everything you want. So when you finally align your own personal inspiration with something that is adding value to the world in a really meaningful way that they really appreciate, you have solved one of the great mysteries of life. But that's a story for another time. I'm Michael McIntosh. Thank you so much for your wonderful presence. Wishing you every success. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you so much.